You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Jay Williams is right. LeBron James is the GOAT. I'll tell you about it in a second. Later in the show, we will be joined by Andy Martino of SNY.TV with insight on Trevor Bauer popping off in the last hour about Scott Boras, and is the players' union starting to splinter already? Oh, boy. And we will also get into the interesting tie that exists between the success of Sam Darnold in 2020 and the contract status of Jamal Adams in the future with the New York Jets. But I want to start with Jay Williams and something that was a little bit, and that we wouldn't normally start with something like this, and I don't get terribly political very often, and I wouldn't even say that this is getting political. But earlier today, Jay Williams was on First Take, and there's been so much of the discussion, and we think it's all been put to rest about the idea of Michael Jordan being the greatest of all time versus LeBron James, especially now with the era in which Jordan played and how much more physically demanding it was versus right now, and there's no load management and all of that. Jay Williams said something today that really made me think. And I'll tell you what, it was pretty damn impressive. Take a listen.
When we consider the greatest of all time, this is why I think LeBron James is the greatest of all time. I think that the lack of willingness of Michael Jordan to speak out brings me to the ultimate conclusion that LeBron James putting his career in jeopardy to speak out about things that he feels are personally relevant to him and about where we are. And I do feel like LeBron James has had some mishaps. He's had some missteps. But ultimately, you feel like he is on the path. And once again, this is subjective and this can cause people to be divided. I understand that. And Michael Jordan didn't divide people at that time as far as it relates to political things. But I do like the fact that LeBron stands up and speaks out on the injustices that are happening in the world. And when I look at guys, when we talk about greatest of all time, I think about Muhammad Ali, I think about guys like Jim Brown, and I think about guys like LeBron James. Was Michael Jordan maybe the greatest basketball player skill set that we've ever seen? Yes. Yes. In championships? Yes. But ultimately, when I talk about the greatest of all time, it's about, are you transcending and being standing for something bigger than yourself, bigger than yourself, bigger than your sport, for things that are happening in our world? And for that being the theme, LeBron James is the greatest of all time. In that regard, he is.
I couldn't agree more. It really made me sit down and think, and we've all talked about the idea of Michael Jordan and the infamous Republicans Buy Sneakers 2 comment that in the Last Dance he sloughed off as if he was joking when he said it, and was asked about why he never really got political, and he said, I never considered myself an activist. I'm a basketball player. Was that selfish? Probably, but that was my energy. That was Michael Jordan's direct quote from The Last Dance. Every time there has been some sort of social injustice involving racial inequality, LeBron James has never, ever held back. And we might all sit here and think, well, he's LeBron James. It's easy to be able to sit there and say what you think, and nobody's going to get on you about it. Really? That's not true. And it is difficult to be LeBron James and to be willing to come out and speak your mind. If it was so easy, why didn't Michael Jordan do it? We've established that The Last Dance was Michael Jordan's love letter to himself. It was entertaining, and we can all take it for what it was. Interpret what you care to. Myself, I loved watching it. I loved seeing him in his prime. I felt like a lot of the explanations were just justifications, the way to talk yourself through why certain things happened. I don't have a gambling problem. I have a competition problem, things like that. We just went down. My father's in the car to Atlantic City, all this stuff. No big deal. These are the kind of things that we're talking about. And then you're LeBron James. And you are the biggest cultural icon, basically, in the country right now. And certainly the biggest in professional sports right now. And LeBron James, in 2016, was told to shut up and dribble by one particular conservative talk show host. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I love it when athletes get political all the time, but I do like it when somebody stands up for what they believe in, whether it's an athlete or not. And this is someone that doesn't get away scot-free when he speaks his mind. And for him to stand up for racial inequality as he does, you might think that's easy, but it's not. You're risking a good amount. You're risking ticking off a lot of your fans. You're risking, you know, alienating some of the people that have helped make you as rich as you are. And it's not like that money's going to disappear tomorrow. But when he responded to that comment of shut up and dribble several years ago, here's what he said. I will not shut up and dribble. I mean too much to my family and these other kids that look up to me and try to find a way out. Part of it sounds like he's a little arrogant, right? But he knows it's more self-aware than arrogant. It's LeBron James understanding the platform that he has and not wasting it in his own mind. We've talked so much about lately having to go according to your own moral compass. Do I knock Michael Jordan for not speaking out more? No, Michael Jordan did what he felt that he needed to do. But I will praise LeBron James for doing what he has done. Speaking out again about the George Floyd death in Minnesota, about Ahmaud Arbery, about Trayvon Martin, about Eric Garner, about Tamir Rice. He has never been shy about doing it. And he has always done it in a very impassioned way. Not just, you know, when he came out with Chris Paul and Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony at the 2016 ESPYs, and they had their prepared plea to athletes to really look more at social issues and get involved and use their platforms. It was one that was lauded, but I felt like at the time, all right, I'm glad that they said it, but I want to see these guys be more involved. They need to make themselves visible in being more involved. And LeBron James has never backed off of what was said that night. And he has never just kind of said it and made the words be empty. He said it, and he has backed it up by doing things like building schools, speaking his mind, speaking up when injustices occur. The easy way would be to let it go, not rock the boat, and collect the money. That would absolutely been the easy way. And frankly, it's the way that Michael Jordan chose to go. Again, his choice. We have gotten on LeBron for lacking tone sometimes. You know, before the pandemic, saying, I'm not playing without fans. I'm not doing this. That's no. You know, lacking a certain tone when it came to the coronavirus and maybe not being as, you know, enlightened on all of the different fallout issues that came from it. And later on, found out more about it, as we all have, and kind of changed his tune because he's not afraid to speak out and say, you know what, I've looked at this, and this is absolutely something that we should consider doing. And LeBron also spoke up wanting to play badly because he sees his chance to win an NBA championship. And I got on him for that. because I think that's lacking some tone. When you talk about how your team has come together and you realize that you're at the juncture of your career that you are. But more importantly, when there are things like this, when there are horrible, horrible things that continue to happen in society, and the racial inequality that continues to exist in our society, when these things continue to happen, he is somebody that doesn't just write it off and let it go. And for most athletes, for most celebrities, that's the easy thing to do, and just keep going and keep living the good life. I give this guy so much credit because I think what LeBron James does, as Jay Williams said, makes him the GOAT in a lot of ways there, that he's not afraid to speak up and put himself out there on the line and risk alienating people because he's speaking up for what he believes in. And what's right, frankly? It's amazing to me that we continue to be divided by these things in this country. Every time you feel like we're making progress, there are steps back, like the terrible events of the last several weeks outside of the pandemic involving Ahmaud Arbery, and involving George Floyd. I'm glad, for one, that he doesn't shut up and dribble. I've always felt Jordan was better. To me, that's only on the court.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
I'm blown away by how LeBron has continued to do this, how he's continued to handle himself, and how he's never been afraid to speak up. And to me, being a superstar and being in that position, it's not easy. I'm not telling you to have sympathy for him, but when every last thing that you have to say is tied up and twisted and broken down and criticized and praised, and every little thing that comes out of your mouth, I'll tell you what, it's easy to go ahead and do nothing. It's easy to sit there and just take the money and not do anything. LeBron backs it up, and I give him credit for it. Open lines, let's hit him, 800-919-3776. Mark in the Bronx is going to start us off on 98.7 ESPN.
Marvin, hey, you know me, Chris.
Oh, hey, Marvin, what's up?
Hey, look, Chris, you know I feel a special bond with you because I knew you before you were a legend. but I got to say this, look, before I start my little speech here, you got to give me some time. I love this country because I spent 11 months in combat. And any conservative that comes at me, I say, I got 85 combat missions in the desert. What have you done? And they shut up and walk away. But I'll say this. Any black person, and I've been in this black skin for 65 years, that doesn't believe that what happened to that gentleman can happen to them, they're kidding themselves. I don't care how much money you have, how successful you are. At the end of the day, every cop, and I'm not saying all cops are bad, it's obvious we need the police. Every cop is not a sports fan, and they don't recognize you, right? For LeBron to have the courage to say, I tip my hat to him. As far as the Michael Jordans of the world, hey, he plays it safe because I don't think he's bright enough or articulate enough to voice his feelings about race. So he keeps his mouth shut and plays it cool. But at the end of the day, Michael, you have to look yourself in the mirror as a black man. Because that same black person you see walking the street, some people view you just as they view them.
Marvin, listen, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I've ever been in that situation or will ever understand what it's like to be in that position. I mean, I look at...
Chris, you do a very good job, though.
No, I know, Marvin, but I guess what I'm trying to say is I always have trouble trying to hang a responsibility on people. But when it comes to these kind of things, that there is a responsibility that exists. And if Jordan chooses not to speak about that kind of stuff, that's him. Okay. And part of me really doesn't want to criticize him for that, because I'm not in his position and I don't know what he personally deals with.
He's part of a larger.
But I will praise LeBron for doing it. I will praise LeBron for doing it.
I'll say this, all right? And I'll give you this date. On August 28th, 1945, when Branch Rickey interviewed Jackie Robinson, he set the stage for the black athlete emerging and coming out of the shadows, right? But every black athlete has a responsibility to his community, because what happened to that man can easily happen to them. And, you know, I can tell you this because I'm black. I know you can't. Chris, you're doing an excellent job. I love listening to the show. I wait up to talk to you. And you're right on, man. But a black person should know that can happen to them. Earl Graves, he was the editor of Black Enterprise, a multimillionaire. His son in a suit, $1,000 was thrown against the wall by the police. So you're not excluded from this. I don't care how successful you are.
Listen, I get it, Marvin. And
hey, buddy, congratulations on the show. I love it.
Let's be honest, though. Let's just put it this way. You can criticize him. It's much harder for me to do that.
That's true.
But honestly, no matter what his color was, I still have trouble telling somebody how to feel and how to use their platform when they have it. So that's why in this case, I choose to praise what LeBron is doing, because it's so important. And the easy thing would be to do nothing about it. If Jordan made that choice, that's fine. I will say that I got annoyed by the entire Last Dance in this respect. A lot of it was just justifying the things that he did.
I'm going to say this. I hate to say it. You heard of Bill Russell's book, Second Wind?
Yep.
In that book, he makes a quote. That same lion you ignore will one day come by to bite you. Mm. And I'll leave it with that. Hey, buddy, talk to you again.
Great to hear from you, Marvin.
Always
thanks for checking in. Absolutely. It's one of those things where every person has to be their own compass. And certainly me, having never been in that situation, I'm not going to criticize somebody for not doing something. I've never lived that life. I've never lived that life in fear of wondering every second if somebody's coming after me. I haven't. So many people in this country have. Jimmy in Staten Island. Jimmy, what's going on?
Hey, Mr. Carlin, what's going on? It's always a pleasure talking to you on these wonderful days.
Thanks, bud.
No problem. I just wanted to touch topic, you know, as far as with LeBron. I honestly think that it's bigger than basketball when it comes to him, and I think that he can relate a lot more than Jordan, because he comes from that time of, you know, LeBron is that kid from the hood. You know, I'm not saying that Michael Jordan is not from the hood, but, you know, Jordan comes from the era of, you know, where I feel like, honestly, like, you know, that old school mentality where you keep you know, you keep your head down and that's it. You keep it pushing. With LeBron, he's that kid from Akron. He's that kid from the projects. So that situation that happens, he relates a lot more better than Jordan, because he's been through things like this. And on top of that, you know, social media is so big now, you know, and you catch anything that goes on, you know, everybody's pulling out their phones. You know, so especially, you know, I honestly, like I said, I just think that LeBron can relate a lot better, and all praise to him, because he's that kid from the hood. You understand? He's that kid from the projects that grew up, that he's seen this, you know. And, you know, Jordan, he's from the era of the time. And I don't know if you can agree with me, but, you know, where they not just turn their face, but, you know, just. Yes, you know.
Well, I mean, Jordan was in the South where he grew up. So he obviously, and it was still not the most enlightened era either. I'm not going to sit here to tell you that I understand how each guy grew up. But I would say that at some point he probably faced some of it. Now, as far as LeBron's concerned, maybe he does have a better perspective on that. Maybe that is the difference. I'm not smart enough to know how each guy grew up because I didn't witness it either way. I just appreciate the fact that now LeBron is in the position that he's in, and he's unafraid to speak.
And Mr. Chris, I just want to say also, man, I appreciate you. You using your platform to talk about these topics, man, because, you know, you don't shy away from these things also. Whether you can't relate or you can't, you do stick to the topic, and you do show your dues. So I really appreciate you, Mr. Chris.
Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate that. And look, it's just, thanks for the call. I just look at it like this, okay? Injustice is injustice. And when you see this continue to happen in this country, and these issues happen, and you have somebody like LeBron in the position that he's in, who's willing to continue to discuss it and to continue to really get after it, I appreciate and respect that so much. John in Staten Island. John, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Carl? Hey, how you doing, Carlin?
Good, Johnny. How are you, bud?
I'm all right. I actually think it's easy for LeBron to stand up and say this. The reason for that is he's not trying to win over people really who disagree with him. What I would think would be hard is if he was stand up for what's happening over in Hong Kong, like the Hong Kong protesters, you know, like, but that would affect his bottom line. That would be the problem for LeBron. And
I don't necessarily think that's the case. Okay. I think it's more the case of wanting to be. He's paid attention to Hong Kong. I don't know how much I've paid attention to Hong Kong. I know what happened today, and right. I understand what you're saying. And the league, I'll be frank, the league was very disappointing with how they handled that entire China situation.
Mm. Yeah, I just, you know, there are things happening around the world, and that too.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. Social injustice happens everywhere. Happens absolutely everywhere. But I do think that LeBron can alienate a section of people when he speaks up, and he doesn't care about that. You might think he's playing to his base of fans, but that's not necessarily the case. I mean, if that's what Jordan was trying to do, then he was obviously not comfortable talking about it, and was more than comfortable. He sloughed off the Republicans buy sneakers too, like it's just an average comment. You know, like it was just a joke at the time.
Right.
You know, to me, that was some of that in The Last Dance. And thanks for the call, John. Was really just trying to get into some self-justification. That's all. Meanwhile, I got to go close the window here because the guy next door is cutting the grass right now. Could probably hear that in the background. Who cuts their grass at 7:30 at night? Who does that? He's got a ride-on mower. I have always wanted to have a ride-on mower. When I was a kid, my father, I asked him, you know, why can't we get a ride-on mower? And he says, I have one. You.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
You know, this Trevor Bauer tweet earlier taking the shot at Scott Boras, just in case you missed it, want to make sure that we get you caught up on it. And it's, I'll tell you, you don't see this very often where you have a player that is this willing to go in on an agent, on a guy that's on their side. This is Trevor Bauer's tweet earlier. Hearing a lot of rumors about a certain player agent meddling in MLBPA affairs. If so, if true, and at this point, these are only rumors, I have one thing to say. Scott Boras, rep your clients however you want to, but keep your damn personal agenda out of union business. Wow. Love it. Absolutely love it. I, too, have never been the biggest Trevor Bauer fan, but just because he does say some things that are pretty, well, silly. But I got to tell you, the idea that Scott Boras is behind the scenes, in essence, in Tony Clark's ear and really running the show is something that's been talked about quite a bit for a while, and it's clearly going on. Now, from the owner's perspective, they have to love this. They have to love player-on-agent crime in this case because this is accomplishing exactly what we talked about earlier, what they want, and that is to divide the union as best as possible. So Trevor Bauer going out and doing this publicly probably doesn't help overall. But seeing a player get after it against Scott Boras for once, I give him credit for speaking up. Because that doesn't happen very often. And there are a lot of players that are not happy about Boras' power in this union. A lot of players not happy about it. So if that's the case, and you're Bauer, and you're going to speak out like this, yeah, it might do a little bit of damage to your side at the moment. But remember one thing. This is all ultimately just about the rest of this season. And that's where having Boras in charge of it is so troubling. Because there's such a lack of empathy, a lack of just an understanding of the situation and talking about why the pay cut is such a bad idea. When you talk about it, that's a bad idea, Scott, publicly. When you have two sides that are posturing to try to get sympathy, now is not the time. Or to try to get public support, now is not the time. It is mystifying to me how we have fans that are more willing to support the billionaire owners versus the millionaire players. I'm not saying that the millionaire players should be pitied by any stretch or any sympathy should be felt for them. But when the real problem why the players continue to get put in this position, we've talked about the fact that they have dollar amounts that are actually assigned to them. We've talked about the fact that they have a situation where people just look at them and say they get paid millions of dollars to play a game, and they're never going to feel sympathy for that. But they also have one of the great villains in the history of professional sports, at least out front, and that's Scott Boras. 800-919-3776. Open lines right now. Also, plenty we've talked about when it comes to LeBron James and Jay Williams' comments earlier today about what makes LeBron James truly the GOAT, and it has nothing to do with what he's done on the floor, but his lack of fear in speaking up about every racial injustice. And it's a great point about LeBron.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
65% of Major League Baseball players make $1 million or less. And I know that's still a massive amount of money, but the owners sure know what they're doing when they're trying to splinter these sides. A lot of time on that tonight, a lot of time on LeBron James and his ability to continue to be at the forefront of social issues with an incredible level of star power that he has and how that's not an easy thing to do. Right now, we return to the phones. We've got open lines. Good time for you to get through right now at 800-919-3776. Our guy Spike in Jersey up next on 98.7. Spike, what's cooking, brother?
Yo, what's up, man?
Oh, Spike in Long Island. I'm sorry. What's going on, Spike?
Yeah. No, how is this LeBron James? He glorifies the wrong things and then he condemns the wrong things. This isn't a race thing. This is a bad seed. This cop was a bad guy. He was a bad guy and he deserves to go to jail.
It's not a knock on all police officers.
What about the unarmed cops that get killed by the black man?
Spike, Don't turn this into a whole thing about all the cops. It's not a thing about all the cops. It's about it's about racial injustice that's happened in this country.
You name six names. What about the cops that got killed that are sitting in their cop cars? That a guy walked up to the car and shot him, whether it was a white guy, a black guy, a Chinese guy, whatever. What about those cops?
There have been plenty of police officers that have been tragically killed. Spike, police officers that are tragically killed, you hear about all the time, too.
No, but you don't.
Nobody's downplaying that.
Do you know any of their names?
Do I know them off the top of my head? I don't. Do I see them in the paper?
LeBron James has got to stop glorifying these thug rappers and all these other
stop,
people.
Spike. Spike, shut up. Shut up. Shut up, Spike. Shut up and go away. Shut up. Glorifying these thug rappers. The guy stands up and says what he believes in. One thing has nothing to do with the other, by the way. Nothing to do with the other. This is not about the idea that all police officers are bad. This is about one individual, or really four in this case, but one individual who had his knee on the guy's neck. And LeBron is speaking out and saying what a lot of people feel. This is not the whataboutism culture we're talking about right now. What about? Stop it. Just stop it. It's not about that. There's injustice all over the place. We understand this. He could sit back and say nothing. So now because he's, as you're saying, glorifying thug rappers, like anything that you say before that gets completely wiped out in terms of credibility when you make a statement like that. Because that tells me what you're about. That tells me what you're about. So I can't take a damn thing you say seriously when you say it like that. You want to have an intelligent conversation? Let's have an intelligent conversation. You want to play whataboutism? Go call Rush. Okay? It's not my deal. I'm praising this guy. I'm not getting political about it. I'm praising this guy for being unafraid to speak his mind in a society when you can do that. You can speak your mind, but you don't have credibility when you go into thugs, calling people thugs. Stop with that. Stop. There's one thing to speak up, and there's another thing to speak up and actually back up what you're saying because you believe in what you're saying. If you're going to go to that, bring me something better than that. Bring me something better than that. These are social issues all over the country. Hundreds of thousands of police officers in this country do the right thing every day. And this was about four guys who did the wrong thing. But when we have these kinds of injustices, it's going to come out. You want to get into whataboutism? There is a laundry list of injustices that have been done to African Americans in this country. I love the police. They do an amazing job at protecting us. These guys were some bad seeds. And this one guy with his knee in George Floyd's neck for 10 minutes. I don't know how you want to go and try to get on LeBron for being passionate about that. 800-919-3776. It's Carlin on 98.7 ESPN. The easy way out for LeBron here would be to let it go. The easy way out would be to simply sit there, take the money, and not rock the boat in the least. That would be also the selfish thing to do. It's not a knock on Jordan because LeBron chooses to do this. Not in the least. What it is praising somebody who has some guts to speak up when, yeah, you do get criticized. You do create a divide when you speak up like that. Anything the man says is going to get criticized. And I don't even like yelling shut up at somebody. It just aggravated me that that's where you're coming from. Immediately, I know where you're coming from. Immediately. And so does everybody else.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.